Good afternoon. This is John Thomas again. As you know, or you certainly should know, I'm the author of a book entitled You Could Live It Any Weight You Choose. That's exactly right, folks. You can weigh anything you want to weigh. No, I'm not talking about self-control or willpower, anything foolish like that. What I'm going to talk about today is the fact that if you're fat or you're overweight, and if you're listening to this, you probably are, it's just a symptom. Your weight is simply a symptom of the fact that you keep stuffing all that food in your mouth. Think about it. If you didn't have to stuff all the food in your mouth, you wouldn't be fat. When you have a medical condition or a dental condition, you go to your doctor or your dentist and you say, I have this pain. I want you to make the pain go away. They don't just try to stop the pain. They want to eliminate the source of the pain. Is it an infection? Is it a virus? Do you have a cavity? Do you need something that needs fixing? It's not just a question of pain medication. They've got to stop the source of the infection or virus or abscess in your tooth or cavity, whatever it is. Then the pain goes away automatically because the source of the pain is now gone. It's the exact same thing with weight. You're trying to weigh less. What you're saying is, I want to make the symptom go away. Your weight is just a symptom of the problem. Think about it for a minute. How do you think you're possibly going to eliminate the symptom of the problem without eliminating the source of the problem? The source of the problem is, for whatever reason, you are stuffing too much food in your mouth. That's right. You're doing it over and over and over. And the strange and funny thing about it is that you know exactly what you're doing. You're doing it on purpose. You know that if you have to eat this food or eat enough of the food or a lot of the food, you're going to get fat. And if you're already fat, that's what you've done. So if you have a skin disease or a problem or a chicken pox or measles, whoever has anything, you don't just try to scrub the measles or chicken pox or skin condition away. No. You say, I've got to stop what's causing this. Maybe it's an infection. Maybe it's a disease. Once you treat that, the symptoms go away. This is the fundamental issue with weight that nobody seems to grasp. Everybody says diet and exercise, diet and exercise. They must be kidding. It's a joke. It's a cruel, stupid joke. They don't know what they're talking about. You can't make the symptom go away without solving the problem. That's why something like 97, 95, 98% of everybody who goes in any diet eventually gains the weight back. Really. No kidding. You know that. You've probably been on diets. You have friends who've been on diets. You bought books. You go to meetings. You go to programs. You've been online. How's it working out? Not too good. Not too good. Why? Think about it for a minute. Because nobody is solving the problem. I think, frankly, I'm the only person who understands this. That's right. That's why I wrote the book. That's why I understand this, that your weight is just a symptom of the problem. If you think diet and exercise is going to cure your weight issue, you're living in fantasy land and you're deluding yourself. Really. You know, you already know this because you've tried over and over and over. So understand that the cause of it is the reason you're putting all the food in your mouth. Think about it. Why are you putting all the food in your mouth? Ask yourself. By the way, it's not a test. You don't get a grade for this. But once you understand what I'm telling you and you put it into practice, you become free. You become free from your emotional need for food. You become free from the need to put all the food in your mouth. Now, you can't imagine this. You can't believe this is true. You can't believe it's possible because maybe all your life you've solved all your problems, or thought you were anyway, by putting something in your mouth. Think about it. You say you have a big appetite and you love food. Really. Food is just in your mouth for a little short bit of time. You put it in your mouth, you taste it, you chew it, and you swallow it. That's it. What is it you love about it? You love the taste. You love the way it makes you feel. When you're anxious, you're upset, you put food in your mouth, and you know what happens? All of a sudden you feel better for a little while. Just a little while. It's like an instinctive reaction. You feel depressed, you're anxious, you have a test tomorrow, you're going to give a speech, a big day at work, your family issues, what are you doing? You stuff something in your mouth. That's your reaction. That's why you're fat. And you think you're going to make the fat go away without the ability to stop putting stuff in your mouth, you are kidding yourself again. Don't do this. Listen to what I'm telling you, and I would tell you again, this is free. I do not want a penny of your money. This is all free. No one's doing anything intelligent about the obesity situation. They say, eat carrots, eat vegetables. Sure, it's a wonderful idea. It's not going to happen. Why? Because all diets, I don't care what the diet is, they are taking something away from you. They are taking a food away from you. They're taking a chocolate away from you. They're taking the amount of food you want to put in your mouth. And they're saying, don't put those foods in your mouth. You're instinctively saying to yourself, wait a minute, I need these foods. These foods make me feel better. I need the chocolate. I need it four times a day. I need candy. I need ice cream. I need apple pie. I need fried chicken, whatever it is. You need a lot of it. When you say you eat a lot, all you're doing is saying, I need to have a lot of food in my mouth. Why? Because it makes me feel better. It is the emotional need you feel to put food in your mouth that's keeping you fat. And you're not going to eliminate the symptom, which is the overweight, which is the fat, without eliminating the problem. Diet and exercise is just a joke. On paper, it sounds terrific. Really, how's it working out? Not at all. Not at all. So grasp the problem. Just come to grips with it. When you're thinking of putting food in your mouth, ask yourself why you're doing this. You could say to yourself, you know, I'm gonna keep fat. I'm gonna stay fat if I do this. It's gonna make me fat. I'm gonna be really unhappy. But you can do it anyway. Why? Because you have the need. Remember, willpower will never ever trump an emotional need. If you have to satisfy your emotional need, you're gonna do it. I don't care what it is. We all know that. So remember, it is just the symptom that's the issue. That's what people, you're never going to make the issue go away without solving the problem. If you're fat, you have to eliminate the source of the problem. The source of the problem is stuffing too much food in your mouth. That's it. And you're not going to change that. You're not going to change your what they call a habit, I call it a need, without understanding the problem and going through it. Look, stick with me. Next time you're thinking of putting food in your mouth, asking yourself, why are you doing this? What does it mean to you? Why is it so important? You know it's going to keep you fat or make you even fatter. That's why, by the way, when people lose 10 or 20 or 50 pounds, they almost gain it back in a heartbeat. Why? Because the emotional need to put the food in your mouth trumps everything. This is John Thomas. Stick with me. We'll do these podcasts. It's free. And if you finish, I promise you, you will free yourself from the need to put food in your mouth. And once you do that, you're a free person. You can weigh anything you want to weigh. No kidding. Goodbye.